Today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Beis, and we are four lines from the top of daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph Tana Debe Menashe. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yichil Yosef ben Sara, Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Yaal Bas Bela, and Rachel Maita Bas Sara. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Binyamin ben Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov ben Yecheskel, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan, Avram Simcha ben Shmuel Halevi, and Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak. So yesterday we began the fifth perek in Masechta Shabbos, perek Bamei Behema, which is a short perek, but at the same time one of the most geshmakim prakim in Shas. There's Lamdis, and there's a lot of Divrei Agada, some really famous Gemaras. The backdrop of perek Bamei Behema are the laws of Shvisas Behemas. I think that it's kedai to do a short introduction to Shvisas Behema. So the concept of Shvisas Behema is mentioned in many places in Shas. And the Makar, say the Rishonim, is a pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim. So the mitzvah of Shabbos is mentioned in several places in the Torah. In fact, the Ramban says that Shabbos is mentioned again and again and again. You find another mitzvah that's mentioned again and again and again. And that's the mitzvah or the loisase of Avodah Zarah. And the reason is because Shabbos is shakul keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, and Avodah Zarah is shakul keneged all the Azaras. But the point is, the mitzvah of Shabbos is mentioned many times. One of the places is in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk says, "Sheishes yomim tasa masecho uvayoyim ashvi tishbois leman yonuach shorcha v'chamirecha v'yinofesh ben amoscha v'hager." So the pasuk says, you work for 6 days, uvayoyim ashvi tishbois, on Shabbos you rest. And then the Torah says, not only should you rest, but leman yonuach shorcha v'chamirecha, you shore rest, your chamor, your donkey is supposed to rest. V'yinofesh ben amoscha v'hager. Say the Rishonim, this pasuk is the makar to the halacha of Shvisas Behema. Because you see in this pasuk that not only does a yid have to rest on Shabbos, but l'man yonuach shorcha v'chamirecha, his shor, his chamor, and really all his animals for that matter, have an obligation to rest on Shabbos. In other words, the law of Shvisas Behema states that just like I cannot do malacha on Shabbos, my behemoth cannot do a malacha on Shabbos either. But there's another azara that's mentioned in the Gemara again and again and again, scattered throughout Shas, which is very similar to Shvisas Behema, but as we'll see, is not Shvisas Behema. And that's what's known as the Lav de Mechamer. The pasuk says in Parshas Yisroel, "Zochar es yom haShabbos l'katzoy, sheish es yomim tavli v'asisa kol melachtecho, v'yom haShvi Shabbos l'Hashem l'kecho, loy sase kol melacha, ata uvincha uvitecha, avdecha v'amoscha uvehemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha, ki sheish es yomim mosa Hashem es Hashemayim v'sarets es yomim es kol Hashavam v'yonach v'yom haShvi." Kiddush. So the pasuk says, "V'yom haShvi Shabbos l'Hashem l'kecho, loy sase kol melacha." Who can't do malacha? Ata, you can't do malacha. Uvincha vitecha, your children can't do malacha. Avdecha v'amascha, your Eved Knani can't do malacha. Uvehemtecha, your behema can't do malacha. So say the Rishonim, this pasuk is the makar to the halacha of mechamer. So what exactly is mechamer? So literally, a mechamer is somebody that follows a donkey. Specifically, a donkey that's carrying a load. So you could be mechamer on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. It's not something that's exclusive to Shabbos. If you do it on Shabbos, you're over or lois, I say. But the concept of a mechamer is someone that's following a donkey that's carrying a load. The Torah says that you're not allowed to be mechamer on Shabbos. And the reason is because if you follow a donkey that's carrying a load, essentially what you're doing is you're helping, or you're being goyrim, or you're a shutif, or you're assisting, pick the nusach that you prefer, this animal to do a malacha. And you're not allowed to do a malacha together with an animal. You can't be goyrim, an animal, to do a malacha. If you do that, you're over the loisase of loisase kol malacha. So mechamer is just an example of you assisting an animal to do a melacha. If you were chayresh together with an animal, you would also be over the lav de mechamer, even though mechamer literally means following the donkey, but it became known as the term to describe the loisase. The real loisase is loisase kol melacha, atu vincho vitecha abdecha v'amascha uvehentecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha. So to be clear, we have two psukim in the Torah that talk about animals doing melacha on Shabbos. We have the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says l'man yonu achshorcha v'chamayrecha, and then we have the pasuk that we all know in Parshas Yisroel, loisase kol melacha atu vincho vitecha abdecha v'amascha uvehentecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha. And what emerges is that the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim is coming to teach me the halacha of shvisas behema. The pasuk in Parshas Yisroel is coming to teach me the melacha of the lav de mechamer. The loira ize ki ra ize. Hatzad hashava shebahen is that they're both Yisurei Shabbos that relate to animals, but they're not the same thing. One is Shvisas Behema and the other one is Mechamer. So I think we have to be a little bit more clear as to what is the difference between Shvisas Behema and Lav de Mechamer. Shvisas Behema states, again, taking this now to the next level, that if I own an animal, my animal has to rest on Shabbos. I have an obligation to make sure that my animal rests on Shabbos. So if I think that if I don't watch my animal carefully, or if I don't do something to it on Erev Shabbos, it's going to end up doing malach on Shabbos, I have an obligation to take any precautions that I need to do to make sure my animal doesn't do malach on Shabbos. It doesn't matter if I caused the animal to do the malacha, I didn't cause the animal to do the malacha. The mere fact that my animal did malach on Shabbos would cause me to violate the law of l'man yonu achshorcha v'chamayrecha. Now, if I was an oynis, it happened out of my control, then of course, oynis rachmano patrei. Oynis rachmano patrei works in all tariag mitzvahs. So there's no reason it wouldn't work when it comes to shvisas behema. But the point is, the mitzvah of shvisas behema is that I have an obligation to make sure that my animal rests on Shabbos. And if my animal did malach on Shabbos, I would be over Shvisas Behema. Lav de Mechamer is similar, but it's a little bit different. And there's importance in the nuance. And that is, Lav de Mechamer says that I am not allowed to go and proactively assist and cause my animal to do malacha. That's what I'm not allowed to do. And just to bring out where it's different, Shvisas Behema is a halacha in my animal. So it's only true if it's my animal that did the malacha. If somebody else's animal does malacha, I wouldn't be over Shvisas Behema. Shvisas Behema says that my animal is not allowed to do malacha for me, but it's only if it's my animal. It doesn't matter if I caused it to do it, if I didn't cause it to do it, but it has to be my animal. Lav de Mechamer doesn't have to be my animal. Even if the animal wouldn't be mine, the Rishonim all say, I would be over the Lav de Mechamer. Because it has nothing to do with my animal resting or not resting. The Nekud is, I'm doing malacha. It's my Issa malacha. I'm doing it together with my animal. That's the way this malacha is being done. But the point is that Lav de Mechamer doesn't matter whether it's my animal, not animal. As relates to Shvisas Behema, it does matter whether it's my animal. So what are the differences in Shvisas Behema, Lav de Mechamer? The obvious difference is Shvisas Behema, I don't have to cause it to do the malacha. The mere fact that it did malacha, that in and of itself would mean that I was over Shvisas Behema. Lav de Mechamer, I'd have to cause it to do malacha. Another difference is Shvisas Behema, you're only over if it's my animal. Lav de Mechamer, you'd be over even if the animal doesn't belong to you. Shvisas Behema, the Torah refers to in the context of an asay, l'man yonuach sharcha v'chamirecha v'yinofesh ben amoscha v'ager. Lav de Mechamer, the Torah says, lo yisase kol malacha, atu vincho v'techo, avdecha v'amoscha v'amtecho. For that reason, Shvisas Behema goes down as being an asay. It's an iser asay, but it's an asay nonetheless. As opposed to Lav de Mechamer, that's a lo yisase kol malacha. It's mentioned as a lo yisase, so over there it's considered a lo yisase. It's machlokes in the Gemara, when you get malchus for the Lav de Mechamer, it's a lav shenitin lazarus misas bezden, ve'ein kamakoyme. But the point is that being that the Isra of Shvisas Behema was mentioned as an asay, l'man yonuach sharcha v'chamirecha, Lav de Mechamer was mentioned as a lo yisase, lo yisase kol malacha, so Shvisas Behema is an asay, Lav de Mechamer is a lo yisase. Just to go me inyan le inyan, and just to bring out this point a little bit better, the truth is, if you take a look at the pasuk, so let's look at the pasuk of Parashas Yisro. The yom hashviyi Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha, lo yisase kol malacha, atu vincho vitecha, avdecha v'amoscha v'hemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha. So it mentions behemtecha, and this is the makar to the lav de mechamer. But it mentions more than behemtecha. It says lo yisase kol malacha, atu, you can't do malacha, uvincho vitecha. I mean, this is a pasuk that we've said 1,000 times. You can't do malacha, your son and your daughter can't do malacha. Avdecha v'amoscha, those are your avadim. Uvehemtecha, your behema. V'gercho Hashem b'sharecho, which the Ramban says is referring to the ger toisha. This is not a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is not allowed to violate Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to violate Shabbos. He's included in the atta part of the pasuk. It's referring to a ger toshav. A ger toshav is a ben noyach who happens to keep the sheva mitzvah ben noyach. Which then means that this pasuk is saying that not only is there a concept of mechamer as it relates to a behema, but there's a concept of a mechamer as it relates to your children. There's a concept of a mechamer as it relates to an eved. This is an unbelievable chiddush that we overlook. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's non-negotiable. So just like the Gemara always talks about the lav de mechamer, you're not allowed to cause an animal to do malacha for you on Shabbos. There's also halacha, you're not allowed to cause your children to do malacha for you on Shabbos. There's also halacha, you're not allowed to cause a ger toishav to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So, for example, let's start with ger toishav. A ger toishav is a non-Jew. He keeps the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. But really, he's a non-Jew. Are you allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos? Can you cause a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos? You're going to tell me, of course not. Amir la'akum. Amir la'akum is a nisad rabbanon. It's a shvus. Shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. There's a lot of kulois because of the fact that amir la'akum is only in isad rabbanon. But the truth is, there's a concept of an Amir La'akum, which is a Dairaisa. Because it says in the Torah, Loisasa Kol Malacha. Just like you can't be Mechamer Beheima, you can't be Mechamer a Ger Toishav either. Because there's a concept of me not being allowed to cause him to do Malacha. So we'll save this for when we go through the Sugya of Amir La'akum. But more than that, are you allowed to tell your child that's a Katan to do Malacha for you? So let's say you need a light turned on or turned off. You need some Malacha done in your house. So, could you have a child do it for you? So you can say, of course not. How could you have a child do it for you? Okay, why not? So you say, well, chinuch. Okay, chinuch, number one, is at best probably a derabanan. And not just that, maybe only a father has a mitzvah chinuch. Maybe a mother doesn't have a mitzvah chinuch. There's a certain age of chinuch, 6 or 7. Okay, chinuch is a good answer. You have leisachilum, the Gemara talks about in different places. You're not allowed to be meichel, a child shrotzim, emevar martel, hazagadoyim alaktanim. So you have that concept as well. That's true. But there's a special love in the parasha of Shabbos. It says leisasekol melacha, ato vincha uvitecha. So you see clearly that there's an idea. If you can't be mechamer a behema, how can you be mechamer a child? How could you cause a child to go ahead and do malacha for you? The Chassam Sofer. So in the Hakdamah to Muktzah, we ended with a Chassam Sofer. So just to end with a short Chassam Sofer and a tshuva, it's an Erech Chaim Siman Pei Gimel. So the Chassam Sofer makes an unbelievable deal. He says, if you look at this pasuk here in Parshas Yisra, it's very similar to the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Meaning the pasuk that talks about lav de mechamer is very similar to the pasuk that talks about shvisas behema. By lav de mechamer, it says, loisasa kol malacha atu vincho vitecha abduch v'amoscha v'amtcha v'gercha Hashem b'sharecha. By Shvisas Behemoth, it says, Sheshes Yom and Tasa Masech of Yemeshvi Tishbois, Luman Yonuach, Sharcha the Chamirecha, the Yunofish Ben Amoscha Vager. Says Chassam Sofer, if you look at the Pasuk carefully, there's one thing missing in the Pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim that the Torah mentioned in Parshas Yisroi. It doesn't say, Bintcha Uvitecha. By Parshas Yisroi, by the Lama Mechamer, Loisasa Komalacha Ata, then it says, here it just says, which is behemtecha, that's your eved, v'hager. And then it mentions the ger toshav. But it skips over, bincho v'techa. Says the Chassam Sofer, I think we see it from here, an unbelievable thing. That even though you have the lava mechamer, so to speak, as it relates to bincho v'techa, you don't have the shvisas behema halacha, as it relates to bincho v'techa. So you can't cause your child to do malacha for you on Shabbos, not only because of leisachilum and chinuch. You can't cause him to do it because loisasa kol malacha ato vincho vitecha. But as it relates to the equivalent thereof of shvisas behema, which is, do I have an obligation to make sure that my child doesn't do malacha even if he's not doing it for me? Do I have a chiv to make sure my child rests? No. That it doesn't say. Okay, there's something called chinuch, and I'm not allowed to be meichel and mitzvah b'yodayim, so I can't force him to be mechal Shabbos. There is a concept of lav de mechamer, but I have no obligation to lock my child up before Shabbos to make sure he doesn't do malacha. If my shor and my chamar can't do malacha, you would think my child can't do malacha either. Says the Chassam Sofer, I hear, but it's not meduik that way in the psukim, because in the psukim you see that by the lav of mechamer, where I'm causing the child to do malacha, there it says leisasa kol malacha atu vincho vitecha. But when it comes to the shvisas behema pasuk that mentions everything mentioned in that pasuk, it leaves out vincho vitecha. So the Chassam Sofer said that even though it's a big chiddush, he said, but he thinks it's mefurish in this pasuk right here that as it relates to ben ubas, to cause him to do the malacha would be a problem. But if you're not causing him to do the malacha, then just doing it on itself, in that case, it wouldn't be an issue either way. Our perig deals
primarily with the halacha of Shvisas Behema, not with the laws of Mechamer, the raid, Be'ezus Hashem. At the end of today's daf and tomorrow's daf, we'll very much deal with the law of the Mechamer. So the introduction really is a segue into some of the sugyas that we're going to learn. Either way. So the first Mishnah of the Perek discussed very straightforward halachas. Bameh Behema Yoitza. So if an animal is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, malacha being defined as any one of the lamites malachas, so a behema is not allowed to carry on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry dalan amos from Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So the animal has the same Shulchan Aruch. The animal's not allowed to carry either. So the Mishnah wanted to know, what is an animal allowed to go out with on Shabbos? What is an animal not allowed to go out with on Shabbos? Meaning, if an animal has a halter on it, it has a leash, is that considered carrying? Or if it's not considered carrying, let's say it has some tchotchke to make it look nice, is that considered carrying when the animal carries it? Or is it not considered carrying? That was the context of the Mishnah, that was the context of the first Amid, and the Gemara is going to pick up on that note. Someone has a goat, and the goat had a leash. Says the Braisa, if the leash was put through a hole in the horns of the goat, then the halacha is yoytze b'afse b'shabbos. It can go out with it on Shabbos. But if it wasn't put through the horns, it won't be able to go out with it on Shabbos. And Rashi says this really has nothing to do with whether or not this leash is considered carrying or is not considered carrying, but rather it's related to something else. It's because a goat is a vilde chaya, and as a result, you're concerned that maybe the goat is going to act a little wild. It's going to cause this leash or whatever it is that's in between its that's attached to it to fall on the ground. It's going to fall into Rishus HaRabim. You're not going to want to lose it. You may pick it up and you may carry Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. So this is more of a Gzeirah Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. So Chum said it shouldn't wear. By Rav Yosef, it's talk about Skeinam Al. What if you stuck it not between the horns, but rather in its beard, the beard of the goat? So what's the halacha? Could you go out with it on Shabbos or not? What's the Shabbos? Do you say that being that if the goat would act wild and cause this to come out, it would have to go through us here and it would be very painful for him, so probably the goat's not going to do it. As a result, there's not really a concern it's going to fall. If there's not a concern it's going to fall, there's no concern you're going to carry. So there's no gzera. Shema yavirenu dalet amos b'shul saram. Oidumah zimnin deraf, even off of asa lesuye, or could be a wolf. I mean, if it's drilled through the horns, it's not going anywhere. But if it's in the beard, it could. But then again, it's painful. So that was Rabbi Yosef Shaila. Zokti gemara. Take tan hustle. We're going to the Mishnah. The labor tushim in Carnell. Mishnah later is going to discuss that a cow is not allowed to go out with a ritsua shabin Carnell. It wasn't allowed to go out with some string that was in between its horns. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Pligi bar Rabbi Shmuel. There was machlokes Rabbi Shmuel with regards to this halacha. Chadam once said bein lonei bein l'shamer. This halacha that the cow is not allowed to go out with the ritsua shabin Carnell is true whether the ritsua was there to make it look nice or it was there l'shamer. It was there to navigate it as a leash. The Chadam and the other one said no. Lonei asif. If it's there l'noy, then it's a problem. L'shamer mutter. But if it's there as a leash, you see from the Mishnah, yoytze hagomel ba'afsar, v'nokah b'chaton, v'luvdikim b'prumbia. So you see that these animals will let it go out with their leashes. So there's no reason the cow wouldn't be able to go out with his leashes. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Tistayim the Shmuel who da'amar l'noy asal l'shamer mutter." So again, it was a machleik is Rav and Shmuel. One said the shamer is aser, and the other one that said the shamer is mutter. But apparently, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, who said this over, didn't know what Rav said and what Shmuel said. He knew one said one way, one said the other way. So the Gemara says, I think you have a raya that Shmuel's the one that said that Lenoy is aser, but the shamer is going to be mutter. Why? Because Rav Huna bar Chiya said in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is like Chananya. Meaning, what's the shaila whether the cow should be able to wear this ritsua ben karneo if the purpose of it is to watch it. The purpose of it is to navigate it. It's because even though the Mishnah said Yoytze Agama Ba'afsar, V'naka V'chatam V'luvdikim V'prumbiyah, but at the same time there was a Shaila in the Gemara that maybe a Netirusa Yesera, maybe an extra Shmira is already considered carrying. So if you do put a leash that's not going to watch it, that's for sure considered carrying. If you get it right, then it's good. What if it's too much? So that was a holy boy in the Gemara. In fact, it was machloikis between Chananya and the Chacham. So that would seem to be the Shaila. The assumption is that a cow doesn't need anything to schlep it. So if the cow doesn't need anything, even this Ritzua Shaben Karneh would be too much. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, I think I have a raya. Because Shmuel said that Allah is like Chananya. Chananya said in the Tirusa Yisera, there's no such thing as too much Mira. It's not considered carrying. So if it's not considered carrying, so the Gemara says, says, then obviously Shmuel's the one that holds the Shamar Mutter, because he holds the halachas like Hananya. But the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Abaye told him, Adir Rabbe, this time the Shmuel Udama Ben Lanei Ben Lashamar Ross, I have a ride that Shmuel held for care. I have a ride that Shmuel held that too much of a shmir is considered carried. Amar Rabbi Yudoma Shmuel, Machmid Lefnei Rabbi, Shalzu Bezumau, they asked Rabbi, what would be if the Gomel goes out with the Chatam and the Naka goes out with the Afsa, right? That was the topic of Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar the fun of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was there when this question was posed to Rabbi. And he said, Kacha Ma'ab, I'll tell you what I heard from my father, Rabbi Yosi. Dalid Behe Moisi Yotzis Ba'afsa. The four animals are allowed to go out with an Afsa. Asus, V'ha-pered, V'ha-gomel, V'ha-chamor. And the Gemara says Shmuel was there, and Shmuel commented, he said, Shmuel wasn't there, but Shmuel repeated all this, and he said that Rebbe was there, and Rebbe said, Lav gomu ute gamel b'chatan. It sounds like he was coming to be memait gamel b'chatan. Now Shmuel said this all over, and he's repeated this, and it sounds like that he holds like it. So if Shmuel repeated this, it sounds like Shmuel holds like what we just said. So it sounds like we have a miut in the gamel with the chatam. Why can't the gamel go out wearing the chatam? Probably because it's too much of a shmira. It's a shmira yisera. So you see, Shmuel holds that shmira yisera is not good. If shmira yisera is not good, then the ritzuah of encarnel of the cow should be a problem, even if it's l'shamer. So again, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbah said there was machlokes Rav and Shmuel if a cow is allowed to go out with a ritzuah of encarnel. What's the shaila? It's dir l'shmira. But it's overkill. It's too much shmirah. So the question is too much shmirah considered carrying? Or is it not considering carrying? So the Gemara said, I have a raya that Shmuel must be the one that held that it was okay. Because it was machlokes chanayin de chachamim, whether shmirah yisera is considered carrying or not. And we know that Shmuel held that the halacha is like chananya. But the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying. But then again, Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel, this exchange between Rabbi and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, kacha ma'aba. And from there it sounded like that when Rabbi Yossi said, arba, there's four animals that can go out with an afsa, he was coming to a mite, something like the Gemara spoke about in the previous daf, and Rebbe suggested that he was coming to be Mamayit Shmir Yisera, and Shmuel said this over. So if that's the case, it sounds like Shmuel holds that way. So Faker, it sounds like Shmuel holds Shmir Yisera is not good. So the Gemara says, Sami Hai Mikamiha. Listen, if that's the case, we have a steer between Shmuel. So one of these Shmuels is a mistake. So the Gemara says, you have to erase the latter Shmuel. Meaning that Shmuel, just, but you have to erase it. Faith, the Gemara, Maichazim, Samisha, Mikamiha, Samiha, Mikamiha. How do you know which one to erase? You have a steer between two Shmuels. How do you know which is the right, which is the wrong? So the Gemara says, because the Ashkechon Shmuel, who Dama, Lenoy, also Lishamir Mutab. Because we know from somewhere else that it's for sure Shmuel. I mean, even though Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbah said over that he knows it was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, he didn't know who held what. But even though over there it was not clear, but we do know there were other Amayram that had more clarity on this Messiah regarding this halacha, and there was Mefurish that Shmuel's one that held Motet. Itmar, Rechiv Arashi, Omer Rav, Rechiv Arashi is the name of Rav, Bein Lenoi, Bein Lashamar Aser. The cow that's not allowed to go out with the Ritzvah Ben Karnei is not allowed to go out, whether he's the cow's wearing it, or whether it's wearing it to protect it. Rav Chiya bar Abin Amar Shmuel. Rav Chiya bar Abin said in the name of Shmuel, here it is, Lenoi Aser, Leshamer Mutter. Bottom line is, Leshamer, it's going to be Mutter. Says the Gemara, Meisvel, ask you a kasha, a geshmak kasha on this halacha. Kashra, Baleo, B'meisero. This is where you see everything is interconnected. If you took a leash and it was put on the Parah Adumah, so discussing the Parah Adumah. So someone was leading the Parah Adumah, you have to bring it to the Haramishcha to do what you have to do. And whoever it was that was leading the Parah Adumah put a leash on it. Makes sense. The halacha is kasher, it's still kosher. Meaning there would have been a havamina that it shouldn't be kosher. You know why? Because the halacha is a Parah Adumah is only kosher if it never did avodah, and also if it was lo'ol aleha oil. So maybe this is called an oil, this is like a yoke. It's doing malacha. So says the Gemara, the halach is kosher, it's not a problem. What's the kasha? The isol kadaitach masayhu. Now, if you're going to tell me that any time you put any leash on a cow, it's always considered a masa, it's never considered natural, because you don't need to put a leash on a cow, because it's always in a tirusa yisera. So if that's the case, that means in Hilchis Shabbos, a cow wouldn't be able to go out with it, because it's considered carrying. If it's considered carrying in Hilchis Shabbos, it should be considered carrying in Hilchis Parah, in the laws of Parah Adumah as well. And if that's the case, it should disqualify the Parah Adumah, because the Pasuk says, Asher lo yalo le'oil, a gishmak akasha. If it's considered carrying in Hilchis Shabbos, then why is it not considered carrying in Hilchis Parah? So the Gemara says three terutz. Amar Achmad, one terutz, Amar Abaye, Abaye is Malich Mirilir. Talking about, we had to take it from city to city. Meaning, ordinarily, to put a leash on a cow is considered too much. It would be considered carrying. Therefore, on Shabbos, Rav holds that even Lashamer would be awesome. But over here, we're talking about you were taking it from city to city, or if you're taking it on a long journey, so then already the halacha is going to be different. Rav, Amar Rav, Sachani Parah, the Damea Yikara. We know the Parah Aduma was very, very expensive. Dama Benazina. So we know it cost a lot of money. So it cost a lot of money, so obviously you're going to put a leash on it, even though it's not something you have to do, but when something is so valuable, you take different precautions. Rabina said in my redes. Maybe we're talking about a paraduma that was also in my redes. It was also a little vild. So if it was vild, then it would be appropriate. Either way, it's in those cases, says the Gemara, where the halacha is true, that kashra baleb in my seira, it's going to be kosher. So sometimes it would not be considered a masa. Sometimes it would be considered a masa. We're discussing whether it's a masa in the context of Shabbos, whether one would violate the laws of Shvisa's behema. But the truth is, as the Gemara says, it'd be negay, another sugya as well, unexpected, it would be negay, the halachas of para aduma. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, a sus is allowed to go out with a share. So what exactly is a share? So Rashi describes it, it's like a necklace, saviv tzavari, that goes around the neck of the animal. There was a tabas kevuaba, I'm reading from Rashi in the Mishnah, there was a ring that was affixed to this collar that went around the neck of the animal. The mitzios, the technical aspect of this will be important for the rest of the daf. Umachnisim by ritzua, and then they would take a ritzua, a strap, and they would run it through the ring, a chevel or a rope. Umaychchan abehema. This is the way they would schlep the behema. So it was made up of three parts. It was made up of a collar, a ring, and a ritzua. The collar went around the neck of the animal. The ring was attached to the collar, and through the ring, they ran this ritzua, person held on to the ritzua. That's how we used to lead the animal. Then the Mishnah said that all these balei hashir, meaning all animals that wear this collar, yoitzim bishir, v'nimshachin bishir. They can go out with it, and they can be schlepped with it. So the Gemara said, what does that mean? My yoitzin, umay nimshachin. Rashi said, mefarish v'gemara, here's the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna said, what it means is as follows. Oy yoitzin keruchin, oy nimshachin. What the Mishnah is saying is there's two ways the animal's allowed to wear this share. One is kruchin. The other one is nimshachim. So nimshachim is pashit, and that is, it's allowed to wear the rope hanging down, which is the way it naturally wears it, right? Naturally, the rope would hang like this. If somebody wants to lead the animal, you can just grab onto the edge of the rope and lead the animal. Kruchin would be if the rope is wrapped around the neck of the animal. So if it's wrapped around the neck of the animal, it's not really in a state where it's ready to be led. But sometimes they would do that to the animal just to make the animal look nice. So Rav Huna said those are the two things. Yoitzim and nimshachim. Yoitzin means yoitzin kruchin, as in karuch, it's wrapped around the neck of the animal. Mishuchim means nimshachim. It's in the state where it's ready to be schlepped. So the point is, it doesn't matter if the rope is wrapped around or if it's hanging. Either way, it's okay. The Shmuel, Amar Shmuel said, Yoitzin nimshachin ve'en yoitzin kruchin. No, the Mishnah means is to the contrary. It means one thing. What the Mishnah was trying to say is, Yoitzin b'sher v'nimshachin b'sher, Yoitzin how? Only nimshachin. Only if the rope is hanging. But if it's wrapped around the neck, then it's not going to be okay. So it was Machloikis, Rav Huna, and Shmuel, both on my row. So really, it's a bright. That the only time it's okay is if it's kruchim, but in a way, limoshech, where it's ready to be schlepped, meaning that's like Shmuel said, yoitzen imshachim, the ein yoitzen kruchim. It's not like Rav Huna said, o yoitzen kruchim, o yoitzen imshachim. Rav Yoitz said, chazinu du the igli de Rav Huna. I saw the calves of Rav Huna, yoitzen b'afsarei and kruchim b'shabbos. I saw they went out with their afsar, referring to this rope, it was karuch, it was wrapped around their neck on Shabbos. Whose calves were these? It was Rav Huna's. This is Rav Huna l'shitasa. So Rav Huna said the statement, Rav Huna l'shitasa practiced that way, and even though the Gemara brought a braisa, that seems to contradict what Rav Huna said, but this is what Rav Huna did. Yes, Rav Dimi, Yom Rav Chanina. When Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, see, he said over in the name of Rav Chanina, Mulois shall base Rebbe. So what are Mulois? So Rashi says, Prodois, mules. So in yesterday's staff, we had it three times in the last. We had coat balaz, we had muzzle balaz, and we had collar balaz. Here we have it in the Gemara. So mulois is a mule. So the mules of Rebbe, yoitzeis b'afsareim b'shabbos. They used to go out with afsareim on Shabbos. This is the news that he reported, that the mules, they used to have the afsar. Okay, the fact that they went out with the afsar on Shabbos, that's not so newsworthy. In fact, if you remember, the Gemara said, there's four animals that are allowed to go out that way. One of them is the mule. So, but the question was, if you're going to take some significance out of this, so it was a karach or was a nimshach? Meaning, like Rav Huna, like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Toshmak, yes, Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, I'm Rav Chanina. So apparently Rav Dimi didn't clarify this, but there was another year that went to Eretz Yisrael, and he came back to Bavel, and that was Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. And he came back and he reported as follows, also in the name Rav Chanina, Mulei Shal Beis Rebbe, Yoitzeis Ba'afsereim Kruchim B'Shabbos. They used to go out, it was karach. Amru, Rabban Kamei Rav Asi. The Rav Rabbanan told Rav Asi, Hadr Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Lo Tzricha. We don't really need Rav Shmuel. Meet Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda came, and he had news, and everybody got so excited. It was so gishmak. So the Gemara says, the Rabbanan told Rav Asi that even Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda seemed to have given us good, valuable information that Rebbe's animals went out, his mules went out on Shabbos with the rope wrapped around their neck, which is really a discussion of debate. Rav Huna held that way, Shmuel held not that way, there was a Braisa not that way. But really, by Tzricha, we don't need it. Mid Rav Dimi Nafka, you can prove it from Rav Dimi. Because what did Rav Dimi say? Rav Dimi just came back and said, Mulei Shalbeis Rebbe, Yaitzim Dabsereim the Shabbos. Now, the Gemara wasn't sure. Krukamayim Shachin. But the Gemara says, the Rabbana told Rav Asi, even though the Chama weren't sure, I think if you think about it for a second, it's obvious. That it must have been that it was Karach. Why? Because the Isol Gedaik to Rav Dimi Nimshachin Kamar. Because if Rav Dimi was saying merely that it was Nimshachin, Midrav Yudah Mashmul Nafka, then he wasn't either repeating anything newsworthy. Because that was something that they knew in Bavel. They knew this from Yudah Mashmul. Dam Rav Yudah Mashmul. Machdivin Hoylofnei Rebbe. This is the third time we had this. So Rabbi Yehuda already said in the name of Shmuel, they had this Messiah in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi, that there are four animals that are allowed to wear an afsar on Shabbos. One of them is the parrot. So I don't say, Rabbi Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. He says, Chevra, I have a great halacha. I have a great halacha. What's the halacha? Rabbi's house, the mules that used to go out with an afsar on Shabbos. Shmuel was teaching this to the Chevra in Bavel. Everybody knew this already. They didn't need Rebbe to say this. They all knew the story with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Kacha Ma'aba, and Rebbe. There's four animals that we're on. After one of them is the parrot. The parrot is the mule. It's the mule. That's what it is. So we know this already. So must be Rabbi Dimi was coming to be Mechad or something. Rabbi Dimi knew what was going on. So what must have his chiddush been? His chiddush must have been that it's even Kruchin. So if it's even Kruchin, we didn't need Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda to come back and say, Mulei Shalbeis Rebbe Yosef Afsarein Kruchin B'Shabbos. We knew it from Rav Dimi, even though Rav Dimi didn't say it, but it had to be that Rav Dimi meant that. Because if not, he wasn't saying anything. But the Gemara says, Rav Asi heard what the Olam said, it's a good kasha. But Amudu Rav Asi Yitzchak, it's not true, you really need this. Because then Rav Yehuda, had he only had the story with Rav Yehuda, Nafka Haba Amino, Amudu Fadav Alei Kibli Minei. At the end of the day, you don't know what Rebbe really held. What was the story? The story was they were discussing this halacha. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said over to Rebbe what he heard from his father. Does that mean Rebbe accepted what he heard from his father? It's not muchach that he accepted it. I mean that it's not muchach that he accepted it. So it was still important for Rav Dimi to come and say that Rebbe accepted it, that halacha. Rebbe's mules went out with the Afsar on Shabbos. Midi, he heard Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi say in the name of Rabbi Yossi, and he was Mekayim there. Kamash won to Rav Dimi. Now, either Rav Dimi had you had Rav Dimi, have a minhan, milim, shalcha, krucholoi. Once Rav Dimi had to be Mechadish that Rebbe held that the mules allowed to go out with the Afsar, so now you don't have any hechrich that Rav Dimi also held. That Rebbe held that you're allowed to go out with it, Kruchen. It's for that reason, Kamash Malon, the Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, we need Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda to say that it's allowed to go out with it, Kruchen as well. Either way, this last 10 lines or so was discussing a very straightforward halach, and that is, the Mishnah said that an animal that wears a collar that's attached to a ring, that's attached to a rope, so it's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah said, Yoitzin B'Sher V'Nim Shachin B'Sher. So it's a little, the language is a little unclear. What exactly are we trying to say? And there was a major machlokes on the Yoroim. How to understand this halach. Once upon a time, this was very halach l'maisa. An animal that has a leash. Are you allowed to wrap the leash around the animal on Shabbos so that the animal should look handsome on Shabbos? Is that something that you're allowed? It's going to keep Shabbos. It might as well keep Shabbos, right? Is that the halacha? Or no, you have to only, it's only okay if it's dangling. But once you make it look into a tachshit of some sort, it could be at that point you're carrying. It could be at that point it's going to be a problem. Rav Huna held one way, Shmuel had another way, then the Gemara brought a braisa, then the Gemara told the Maisa Shai that happened with Rav Huna, and then the Gemara said what happened with Rebbe, and there were different reports of what happened with Rebbe. So you don't think of this as a hot button, halachic, controversial topic. But apparently once upon a time it was, regardless, Zok, the Gemara Vaitu, Mazan Aleyem, the end of the Mishnah said that if an animal is wearing an afsar, so it has this metal thing that's on its, that's around its neck. So we discussed the halacha as it relates to Shabbos, and then b'derech agav, the last line of the Mishnah, umazin aleihem v'toivlim b'mkoyman. In the event that this collar became tamei tumas meis, and now it needs to be sprinkled on from the Eifer to Parah Aduma in order for it to become tar, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. I mean, you're not doing it on Shabbos. The halacha is, you're allowed to do it while it's on the animal. That even while it's on the animal, you can do it. You don't have to separate it from the animal in order to do the hazah. You're allowed to do it while it's on the animal. Now the halacha is, if it became tameh, v'toivlim b'mkoyman, you could just take the whole animal, throw it into the mikveh. You don't have problems with chatzitza. There's no issues. You could be mazel on it that way. You could be toivel on it that way. Zok de gemara, lememra, it would seem, for sure, from the Mishnah, the bnei kabulei tumeninu. It sounds like that this collar is mekabel tuma. Obviously, if we're discussing being mazel and being toivel, then obviously it's mekabel tuma. Fake the gemara, a little tyrus, for time we're going to the Mishnah, tabas adam tmeya. A ring that a person wears is subject to be mekabel tuma. It's a keli. V'tabas behema, however, the ring of a behema, v'kelim, v'shar kol ha-tabar is tahiris. All these things, including the collar of the animal, is all tahar. So you see, it has no way of being mekabel tuma. There's no way of being mekabel tuma. Why is the Mishnah talking about how you metire it? Whether it's hazah from tumas meis, or whether it's tefillin or mikvah. If it can't become tameh, then there's no point to be metire it. So the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yitzchak, b'boyin minoy adam l'noy behema. We're talking about a collar that was once used for a person, and then you gave it to the behema. When it was used for a person, it was a tabas adam. It was able to be mekabel tuma. Now you decided to give it to your behema. It's still tame. Now it's on the neck of the behema. You have to be metire it. Whether it's hazav, whether it's tefillah, you could do it while it's on the animal. Yosef Amr said a different tarot. Being that it's used to be moishch the behema, it's considered a keli. Meaning the reason the tabas of a behema is not mekabel tuma is we don't look at it as a keli. But this that's used to be moishch the behema is considered a keli. Miloi tanya, Rabbi Yosef, isn't it a mafurish of brisa? Mankel shel behema, the stick that's used to hit the behema, shel matchis, as long as it's from metal, mekabel tuma. If it's wood, it's not mekabel tuma because it's pshute kliyets. Pshute kliyets are not mekabel tuma. But if it's metal, it's mekabel tuma. Matam hoyev adam roid the behem, because it's used to hit the animal. Hachanami hoyev adam moishich behem, it's used to schlep the animal. It should be no different. The bottom line is the Mishnah is mavur that this collar is subject to tuma, because it's not subject to tuma. Mazin alei v'tayev b'mkayman. So obviously, it's something that could be tame. The question is, it's a mafurish Mishnah. Tabas adam tmeya, tabas behema. So the question is, has a mekabel tuma? The Gemara said two terutzim. Rabbi Yitzchak's teretz was, it's talking about where originally it was a collar for a person, then it became tameh. Now it's on the behemoth, you have to figure out how to be metired. Rabbi Yosef said, even if it was never shal adam, even if it was always shal behemoth, it's mekabel tumah. How could you do tefillah while it's on the animal? L'chura, there's a chatzitza problem. Now, as machlok, this Rashi and Tois, what the chatzitza problem is. We'll learn Rashi's pshat. Rashi says the chatzitza is not between the collar and the animal, but it's between the ring that's in the collar and the collar itself. So this ring was inside the collar, but it was l'chura firmly inside of it. If that's the case, water can't get in between the ring and the inside of the collar. So l'chura, there's a chatzitza problem. So Gemara wants to say, how do you even toivel this collar? L'chura, you should have to dismantle it, take it apart, and only then you should be able to do it, let alone leave it on the animal. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rav Asi said the shiritchan. It's talking about where you took a hammer, Rashi says, and you widened the hole where the ring goes into the collar. So if it was widened a little bit, now water can get through, that's a yimitayr. So the Gemara, lemer, Rav Ami, Rav Yosef, really. I think Rav Ami must hold like Rav Yosef. Which Rabbi Yosef? Of the previous Gemara. That said that had this collar become Tameh, it was always of a behemoth. So it's subject to be mekabel tum. The Ikar Rabbi Yitzchak, because if he held like Rabbi Yitzchak, who gave a different explanation as to how this collar became Tameh. What was his explanation? It was once used for Adam, now it's used for behemoth. Kivan the Ritcha. Now that you're telling me, you're making an akimt in the Mishnah, that it's talking about where you hacked it a little bit, you changed it, avad bu maisa. That means you did a maisa. You physically altered it, right? You widened up that hole a little bit where the ring goes in. If that's the case, parchala tamei minayo, then it shouldn't be tamei anymore. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah in the 25th parak of Masech Tzkelim, kala kelim yardon le tumasa b'machshava. They know them at tumasa melabashinu maisa. So if you have a keli and you want to establish it as a keli that it should be subject to be mekabel tuma, you can do it b'machshava. If you have machshava, I'm going to use the keli the way it is. It's considered a keli, could become tamei now. If you have a keli that's tamei and you want to be metayer it, so you can't do that by machshava, but it's b'shine maisa. As soon as you do a maisa, it changes the status of the keli. So l'chura, the keli when it became tame was a share. It was a collar that a person used. Now you put it on a behema, but you did something else when you put it on the behema. What did you do? You widened that piece. So if you widened that piece, you did a shine maisa. If you did a shine maisa, it's tar. So if it's tar, then why are you being metired again? Must be, says the Gemara, that Rav Ami who answered. Bisharitchan held, not like Rabbi Yitzchak,
that the way the shear became tame is because it once belonged to a person. But Rabbi held like Rav Yosef, and as a result, there's no shinei ma'isovim. But the Gemara says that it's not muchach because you could always say sovel like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rav Ami held like Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, who said ma'isa l'sakel ma'iso, that if you do a ma'isa to a keli that's tame, but it's a ma'isa tikkun, not a ma'isa kilkul, it's a constructive ma'isa, not a destructive ma'isa. It's not considered a ma'isa as it relates to that halacha in Hilchas Kehilat. Tanya learned the price of Yudam Rebbe that says le'yamashin in ma'isa l'sakin ela l'kalkil. Either way, the Gemara says it's not muchach that he held like Rabbi Yosef, because maybe he held like Rabbi Yehuda. But Masnisa Tani in a brisa they said a more pashim shapim mechulal. And really, at first glance, it's tzarech bia. Why the Gemara didn't just say this right away? What was the kasha? The kasha was, how you being toivel the collar while it's on the animal? Isn't there a chatzitza? What's the chatzitza? Between the ring and the collar, there's no room. So the Gemara says, you hacked it. Oh, you hacked it. Shinei maisa. Now we're running into problems. Says the Gemara, no, more pashin. It was always that way. It was always a little wider. If it was always a little wider, so that's why there was no problem. Shol Talmud Achin Megalila Elyoin Es Rebbe Eliezer. So there was a Talmud who was in the Galila Elyoin, and he asked Rebbe Eliezer, Shamati, not Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti. Rebbe Eliezer, Kama, Shamati, I heard, Shechokin Bein Tabas L'Tabas. I heard there's a chilek in halacha between a Tabas and another Tabas. Can you clarify this for me? I know there's some halachic discussion about rings, this Tabas, that Tabas, and I'm not even sure what's for. You probably were hearing a shmooze in Shabbos. Daf Yomi was probably learning Shabbos. It was probably Daf Nun Tes coming up. And there we'll find there's a halacha regarding carrying a ring. If it has a chaysim, it doesn't have a chaysim. But regardless, that's where Moshe built his tshuva regarding wearing a watch on Shabbos. But we'll get to that. But regardless, see, that's probably you were listening to. So the ila in your tumma, because Rabbi Eliezer told him, if it's negeya tumma, dabba dachadehi, there's no difference in rings. A ring is a ring is a ring. So there's no way what you heard was negeya hilka, because tumma must be negeya hilka Shabbos. So the Gemara says, one second, in your tumma, dabba dachadehi, is that true? All rings were created equally? As it relates to Tumah Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kalim Perik Yud Beis, Tabas Adam Tmeo, Tabas Vehme Vekalim, which I call Tabal is Tyrus. The Mishnah we had in Oman Aleph, Tabas of an Adam is Tumah, but it could be Makabal Tumah, but Tabas of Behemoth is not Makabal Tumah. So what do you mean? You see, there's a difference between rings. Is it a Tabas Adam or is it some other Tabas? So the Mar says, Ki Kamale Iunami to Adam Kamale. No, this person told Rabbi Eliezer, I heard there's a difference between rings, both of which are tabas of an adam. So that Rabbi Eliezer said, there's no chilik in tumah. Yeah, there's a difference between a ring of an adam and a ring of a behemoth. But a ring of an adam is all the same. But the Gemara says, that's true, the adam, davado, achas, v'tani, we're going to the bride. So tabas, he's kino, lach, gerba, masnav. If somebody has a ring that he uses as a belt, or the kasheba, ksefav, or to narrow his sleeves a little bit, the halach is tahira, it's not mekabal tumah, v'le'yamru, t'mei, elo, shalatz, v'abalad. It's only the ring that goes on your finger that's tumah. The other rings are tar. So you see, even by a tabas adam, there's a difference between a ring and a ring, even regarding tumah. Why Rabbi Eliezer said there's no difference between rings as it relates to tumah? It's not true. So the Gemara says, "Ki kamale iunami de etzba kamale." No, what he told him was, "I heard a halacha. There's two rings, both of an adam, both that go on a finger, and I heard some sort of chilik. I don't know what the chilik is. That's Rabbi Eliezer told. It must be Shabbos and tumah. There's no difference. But the Gemara's not happy with the etzba davar achasi. Is that true? But now there's another mission. Tabash al matris. If you have a ring that's made out of metal, the chaysomash al almoig. And it has a seal on it, and the seal is made up of some type of wood. To me, it's mekabel tumah. Shel almeg, if the ring is made of wood, v'chaysam shel matches, and the seal is made of metal, toyer, it's going to be tar. What's the reason? Because a ring is pshutei kliyetz. It doesn't have a base kibbul. So the halach is pshutei kliyetz is not mekabel tumah. Pshutei kli matches is mekabel tumah. So if the ring is matches, it's mekabel tumah. If the ring is wood, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. But either way, again, you see a difference between rings. So the Gemara says, no, ki kamale iunami kulishal matches. He was talking about a diamond ring. He was talking about a ring that was metal. He said, he told Rabbi Eliezer, I heard halacha, there's two rings, they're both of an adam, they're both made out of metal, they both go on a finger, and I heard there's a halacha. I don't know what the halacha is. So Rabbi Eliezer told him, you probably heard halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. Shabbos is enough nafkamina between different rings when it comes to carrying. But in the laws of Tumah, if you already narrowed it down like that, all the rings are the same. Then he told him another question. Shamati, I heard. Said, I also heard. So he heard the shear very high level, but he doesn't remember much of the details. So he said, I heard that there's two different needles, and there's a difference between the two needles. I don't know what the halach is. So he told him, Shabbalei Shamata Eliyin Shabbos. Again, you probably were hearing a shear in Hilchas Shabbos. And in Hilchas Shabbos, again, Rashi quotes a Gemara later, there's differences between different needles as it relates to carrying it. Because if you heard Le'in Yutum Adavad Achas, it's all the same. Is that true? Similar Gemara. Time we learned to the Mishnah, if you have a needle, and it's either the pointy part,
part became blunted, or the back of it, the ukitz, is off, tayr ed halacha is its tar. So you see, sometimes a macher is mekabel tumah, and sometimes it's not mekabel tumah. Mercy is ki kama lebe shleima. No, he told him specifically, I heard two needles that are shleima. Ube shleima davad achadi, but still not the same. At the time, we went to the Mishnah, machat shehelso, chaluda, if you have a maka that became rusty, you have a rusty nail. In ma'akeves atfira, so if by using this needle, it's not going to allow you to sew tire, it's going to be dark, then it's worthless. Vim lav tmeya, v'amri devei rabyan, rabyami sev usher ishume nikit. The only time it's tamei is if it's not rusty enough that it doesn't even look like a machat anymore. If it doesn't look like a needle at that point, it's for sure going to be dark. But again, you see there's a difference between different types of needles. So the Gemara says, ki kam alei, Bishifa, he was talking about where it wasn't rusty. He said they were both, I heard halacha about two needles that not rusty, they're both not rusty. So he said, I don't know what it is. But the Gemara says, Bishifa, David, Achazi, even if they're not rusty, you see a chilek. Because by the time we went to the Braisa, Machat, if you have a needle, Bein Nekuva, Bein Einen Nekuva, whether it has a little hole in one of the ends or doesn't have it, Mutal Talbash Havas, either way, it's not Muksa. V'loyam Rinon Nekuva. So here the Muksa part is mentioned in the Derech Agraf. V'loyam Rinon Nekuva, Elo Linyan Tuma. The reason where it's Negei, if it's Nekuva, is regarding Tuma. Meaning, if it has the hole, it's makabel tumah. If it doesn't have the hole, it's not makabel tumah. So again, you see it clearly. You see that you could have two needles, not rusty. One has a hole, one doesn't have a hole. The one that has a hole is makabel tumah. The one that doesn't have a hole is not makabel tumah. So you see there's a difference between needles in the world of being makabel tumah. So why do Rabbi Eliezer say that the shear you heard must have been negeya Shabbos? That's the only place you find an afkemita between two needles. It's not true you find it regarding tumah. Maybe one is a needle that has a hole, one is a needle that doesn't have a hole. As a result, one would be makabel tumah, the other one won't be makabel tumah. So the Gemara says, Atirgam Abaya, Aliba de Rava Begalmi. And this is a reference, Rashi says, really to a Gemara later, but as it relates to us, what we're saying is we're talking about two needles that both had holes. They were perfect needles. And being that they were perfect needles, so it's for that reason, it didn't matter whether it was Nekuva or whether it wasn't Nekuva. So it must be, Rabbi Eliezer told him, the only difference could be that you were listening to a shir in Hilchah Shabbos, and it does a chapa nafgamina as it relates to carrying on Shabbos. So just to end with one ha'ara that we're going to start today, and Mietz Hashem will finish tomorrow. And that is as follows. As it relates to understanding a little bit better the halachas of Shvisas Behema and the Lav de Mechamers. Again, Shvisas Behema comes up many places in Shas, and it's not often that you have an opportunity to really get into it. So this is Perek Bameh Behema, even though there's so much else going on, but the backdrop is definitely Shvisas Behema. So just to talk a little bit about Shvisas Behema. There's a Mishnah at the very end of Masechet Shabbos, the last Perek of Masechet Shabbos, Perek Misha Hichshech, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows, Misha Hichshech Baderech, there was a person that was out, and it was getting late. It was still Erev Shabbos, but it's getting very, very late. Shkia, Bein Hashmashes, Rabbein Adam, and he realizes that he has his wallet on him. So what should he do? He's never going to make it back home. He's not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So what should he do with his wallet? It says in the Mishnah, Nois and Kisla Nachir. What he should do is he should take his wallet, he should give it to a non-Jew. Now, even though really, it's not so pasha, because the non-Jew is going to carry it for him on Shabbos, and essentially by you giving it to a non-Jew, it's going to come out, you violated the Shavuos, the Issa d'Rabbanon, of Amir La'akum, stating that the Chama were worried that if you wouldn't go ahead and violate this Rabbanon, you'd come to be over a Dairaisa. Because in Adam, Maimed Atzmei Amamaynoi, right? People have a hard time parting with their money. So if you're not going to give me a way to do this on my terms, I may end up doing it in some other way. So the Chachamim understood that. They delved into the psychology of a person, and they said, we better give you a way out. So they gave him a golden parachute. They said, give it to a guy, even though it's Amir La'akam, it is what it is. It's kedai to violate the shvus so that you won't come to be over in this day. It says the Mishnah, what if you don't have a guy? The main in my nachri, let's say he doesn't have a nachri. Manicha la'chamar, you could always put it in your chamar. There's the next best option. So the katchili, you give it to a guy. If you don't have a guy to give it to, you could always put it on a chamar. Zok the gemara and daf kuf nun gimel amid beis. Amamar, eni my nachri, manicha la'chamar. Freik the gemara, manicha la'chamar. V'aloi mechamar, you're going to be over the isa mechamar. V'rachman amar, and the Torah says, v'oi sasa kol malach. Ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'amascha uvehemtecha v'gercha Hashem b'sharecha. We know from the Hakdama mechamer is a lois sase. So frank the Gemara, how could you go ahead and put it on an animal? L'chari you can be over the law of the mechamer. Meaning bishleimet to give it to a guy. I understand that Amir L'Akim is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and it's only a Shavuos. Ain't other Maimed that's my alma minor. So okay, Le'is HaTzorah, the Chachamim said, it's Kedai not to have this Issa D'Rabbanan. Hey Mamru, the Rabbanan could do whatever they want. They're the ones who made up the D'Rabbanan, so they have a
right to create safe harbors and carve out different situations where it's okay to violate a nisah derabbanan. But the Gemara, lav de mechamer, that's not something the rabbanan have only any shlit on. That's a regular issur deraisa. It's no different than the issur to eat nevela. So how did the rabbanan have a right to tell you? You have your wallet, you're stuck. Okay, eat the nevela. What do you mean? How do you have a right to put it on a chamar? That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says that you have to say Amar Rav Ada bar Rahava menicha yaleh kashim aleches. We know from learning the beginning of the Masechta that the only time a person is over the Malach of Aitzah on Shabbos is if he does an Akira and then a Hanacha. So if he does an Akira in the beginning of the Dalai Lamas and then he does a Hanacha in the end of the Dalai Lamas. If that's the only way a person's over the Malach of Aitzah, that's the only way a person's Behema could be over the Malach of Aitzah. That's the only way you'd be over the Lav de Mechamer. Because what does the Lav de Mechamer say? I can't do a malacha, so I can't do a malacha together with my animal either. But it's only if the animal would do an Akira and Hanacha. So the Gemara says what you should do is you should try to time when you put your wallet on the animal. Do it when the animal lifts up his leg. When the animal lifts its leg, so then put it on it, so it'll come out. It never did an Akira when the wallet was on the animal. So if you can figure out a way to time it, and you have to keep on going back and forth maybe, but the point is, work it out logistically where there'll never be an Akira Nanacha, and even though that's not Mutter Midrabanan, but as long as it's an Issa Derabanan, so then we can invoke the principle of Eino Demay Bedatzmoy Al Mamoynay, and that's why it's going to be okay. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah said, Mishach Shech Baderech, you're out, it's Erev Shabbos, it's getting really late, you have your wallet, there's no way you're going to make it home, you can't just leave your wallet. So what should you do? There's two options. Option A is give it to a guy, even though Amir La'akum is Asr, and the guy's going to be caring for you on Shabbos, but it's only a Derabanan, and kimlu the rabbanon ein adam ma'amid atzmei al mamoynoi iloy sharis lei osig lasuy dal ramas b'shus harabim. So we're going to allow you to do it. Or the next best option is to put it on the chamar. Chamar, fake the gemara. It's a lav de mechamer. So the gemara came out with a way where even the mechamer over here is only going to be an issa de rabbanon. All the rishonim, literally, the Rashba and the Ramban and all the Ran, all the rishonim asked the same kash on this gemara. And that is that the Gemara had a problem with how the Mishnah can allow you to take your wallet and put it on top of a behemah. And what was the Gemara's problem? The Gemara's problem was Lav de Mechamer, fragging the Rishonim. Why did the Gemara have to come on to Lav de Mechamer? Why don't you say more Pasha? Shvisas behemah. Why do you have to come on to the loisase of loisase komalach atu vin chubitech avdechavah maschav hem chavagir chashabisharecha? The pasuk in Aseret Adribas that you say when you make kiddush. Why did you have the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim? The pasuk that's the backdrop of Perik Bame Behema Yoitza Vamoene Yoitza. Say al shvisas behema. Now pasuk, you tell me what do you mean? Mechamer is a loisase. Shvisas behema is only an ase. That's true. But mechamer, you're only over if you're geremit. You have to cause the animal to do malacha in order for you to be over the lav of the mechamer. Shvisas behema, you don't have to cause the animal to do malacha. So in a way, it could be, it's more likely you'll be over shvisas behema than you'll be over lav of the mechamer. But either way, despite the fact that mechamer is a lav and shvisas behema is an ase, all the Rishonim ask this kasha. They're very, very bothered by this kasha. The Rishonim say, why did the Gemara say Lav de Mechamer? The Gemara should have said, more Pasha Tshvisas Behemo. As I'm fragging the Rishonim. And all the Rishonim say the same terrors. They all say that, you know why? Because Shvisas Behemo, you're only over, like we mentioned in the introduction, if it's your animal. Lav de Mechamer, you're over, even if it's not your animal. So the Gemara felt that if it would have said Shvisa, the Gemara would have asked the kasha Shvisas Behemo, so the Gemara would have had a very easy response. Shvisas Behemo, no, we're talking about where it's not your animal. So the Gemara just cut out the middleman. The Gemara knew what the answer would be. So we said, I understand that maybe there's no Shvisas Behemo, because Shvisas Behemo is only if it's your animal, of a lav de mechamer l'chayrin you're going to have. That was the Gemara's kasha. And then the Gemara figured out a way that it shouldn't be a lav de mechamer. But the point is, the reason the Gemara asked from lav de mechamer and afen shvisas behemah is because the Gemara knew, say the Rishonim, that would be a very easy answer to shvisas behemah. The easy answer to shvisas behemah would be that shvisas behemah, you're only over if it's your animal. You're over. And as a result, who said it was your animal? Lav de mechamer is more of an inclusive question because lav de mechamer, you're even if it's not your animal. And it's for that reason the Gemara asked from lav de mechamer. That's why the Gemara didn't ask from Shvisas Behema. But the truth is that the teretz is a little problematic because there are many Rishonim that hold that there's an Issa Shvisas Behema even if it's not your animal. Or that the Issa Lav de Mechamer is only if it is your animal. Meaning this line in the sand that the Rishonim draw here in Shabbos Kufnu and Gimel Amid Beis, that Shvisas Behema is only if it's your animal. Lav de Mechamer is even if it's not your animal. That's why the Gemara asked from Lav de Mechamer,
and not from Shvi'is Behemah, because the Gemara is preempting that if we'll ask from Shvi'is Behemah, you'll tell me it wasn't your animal. But that's only if we assume there's a difference between Lav D'Macham and Shvi'is Behemah. Now, we spoke of that in the introduction, because that's the Pashtas. But not all Rishonim hold that way. And because not all Rishonim hold that way, Hajra Kushya L'Duchte, the Rishonim's Kasha that they were all bothered by, that why did the Gemara ask, how you let to put it on a donkey? I love the Mechamer. The Gemara should have asked, how you let to put it on a donkey because of Shvi'is Behemah. And again, even though Lav D'Macham is a Lois Aseh, and Shvi'is Behemah is only an Aseh, this was the Gemara's Kasha. So I want to tell you, two Terutzim. We'll speak out one today, and the other one tomorrow from the Minchas Chinuch, that he talks about a mitzvah lamid beis, shaloi lasis melacha on Shabbos. The Pnei Yeshua, right in the beginning of our Perek Bameh Behemah, asks a Kasha. He says, the fifth Perek of Masechta Shabbos is called Perek Bameh Behemah. Bameh Behemah Yoitza, Uvama Eina Yoitza. The sixth Perek of Masechta Shabbos is called Bameh Isha. Bameh Isha Yoitza, Uvama Isha Eina Yoitza. And the Pnei Yeshua asks a very basic, obvious question. Why did the Tana, the Mishnah, mention first the Perek of Bameh Behemah Yoitza, and then afterwards the Perek of Bameh Isha Yoitza? You would think that it should be in the reverse order. You would think first it should be, right, first we talk about Kalim, then we talk about Behemoth, and then we talk about Isha. Right, you would think it should be the opposite. It should be first Bameh Isha Yoitza, and then afterwards it should be Bameh Behemah Yoitza. Why was it mentioned in this order? Now, Pashit, the question feels like the right question, because it feels like the right question. But the Pnei Yeshua says that if you think about it, in Lamdis, it's a Bambakasha. He says, why? He says, because if a woman would be Mechal Shabbos, right? Bameh Isha Yoitza, Bameh Ina Yoitza. What is she allowed to carry? What is she not allowed to carry? If a person violates the Malacha Beitzah, it's Chil Shabbos Deiraisa. It's Lamites Malachas. Lamites Malachas means it's Skila, it's Karis, it's Chatos. It's a very, very big deal. If a person's Oiv Shvisas Behema, it's an assay. If you figured out a way to be over the Lav D'Mechamer, it would be a Lais assay. But there's no Mises Bezdin, there's no Chatos, there's not even Malkus on Lav D'Mechamer, Pasha, because it's a Lav Shemit and Lazarus Mises Bezdin. But the point is, for sure, when a woman carries, it's a lot more chomer than when a behema carries. So if that's the case, I freak the Pnei Yeshua, it would make sense that first you should have the perek of Bameh Isha Yoitza, and then you should have the perek of Bameh Behema Yoitza. And the Pnei Yeshua says a very geshmak teretz. The Pnei Yeshua says that the truth is that you have to follow the paper trail. We always talk about this in the daf. It's very easy because the Gemara digresses so often within sugyas and even from perek to perek to lose cheshbon of the bigger picture. What's the bigger picture? We started Masechta Shabbos about 50 days ago, right? So we're about 50 days in. So we started off with Yetzias HaShabbos, talking about the Malachas of Haitzah. If you remember, Tosa asked the Kasha, why did the Masechta start with the Malachas of Haitzah? Akira, Hanachah, some of the hardest daffin in the Masechta, maybe the hardest daffin in the Masechta, was the first week of the Masechta, right? So why do we get into all these intense Halachas with regards to Akira and Hanachah? So Tosfos said, the reason is because really Masechta Shabbos wasn't going to start with Eitzah. It wasn't going to start with any of the Lamites Malachas for that matter. Really, the Masechta was going to start with the halachas of Erev Shabbos. That's when you start preparing for Shabbos. Just like Masechtas Yuma starts, Shivas Yomim Koidim, Yom HaKippur, Mafrishin, Koin Godom, Ibeisai, Lelishkeis Palhejin. Just like Masechtas Psochim starts, the night before Pesach, because that's when it starts. So really, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is there's so many halachas related to it. So that's really the Masechta was going to start. And really, the first Mishnah was supposed to be a Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. Lo yetzei achayet b'machtoi. The tailor has to make sure that he doesn't walk around with his things that he has, because it's Shabbos. You shouldn't come to carry on Shabbos. But Hayois, Haitzah is a malacha grua. Not everybody appreciates this malacha. So for that reason, the Chachamim felt that we needed to give a hakdama. The hakdama was something called Haitzah. But really, Masechta doesn't start Yetzias HaShabbos. It's not really where it starts. It starts L'yetzei Achayit B'machta. So let's just walk through now. So you started L'yetzei Achayit B'machta. We had the end of the first parak. All the different halachas related to Erev Shabbos. Then we have Bameh Madlikin, Uvameh Ein Madlikin. We're talking about lighting candles for Shabbos. We learned from the Parakira, right? What was Parakira? Parakira talked about Shehiyah, how you have to do Grufa V'Ketumah, you're going to eat food for Shabbos. So you have to prepare your food, you have to know how to prepare your food. Then we had a little bit of Muktzah. But why are we talking about Muktzah? Because we were talking about before Shabbos that you're allowed to put a keli underneath your candle to catch the oil. On Shabbos, you'll be Mevatel Kli Mehechonoi. Then it's complicated already. But Erev Shabbos is something you're allowed to do. We were continuing to talk about Erev Shabbos. Then we got involved about Mat Taimim and Ma'ein Taimim. Again, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. So it says the Pnei Yeshua, the Masechta is talking about it. We didn't start we're not holding by Shabbos yet. We're learning Masechtas Erev Shabbos. We didn't learn a word about the Malachas yet. You learned anything about Zereya and Chayrish and Kaitzer? We didn't talk about anything. We're learning Hilchas Erev Shabbos. Zok de Pnei Yeshua. That an animal, once you learn Perek Bamed Behema, you're going to realize that Erev Shabbos, you have to look at your animal. You have to make sure, is the thing wrapped around its neck? It's not wrapped around its neck. Do you have to tie certain things on it? You have to untie certain things from it. There's a whole a list of things that you're going to have to do before Shabbos to your behemoth because of Shvisas behemoth. See, he says, Shvisas Adam, that's Hilchas Shabbos. Shvisas behemoth is Hilchas Erev Shabbos. Because for Shvisas behemoth, you have to prepare the animal, and preparing the animal vibes, kosher vibes, we're going to see it in the coming Gemaras. There's Erev Shabbos stuff that you need to do. And being that there's Erev Shabbos consideration, that's why we're talking about Shvisas behemoth. Not because it's more chashiv, but because in the Hemshuch, this is the way it is. It's an Erev Shabbos to Galach. So in the context of the Pnei Yeshua, so we just spoke out the Teretz B'derech Agav. But the Kasha, what was the Kasha? So the Kasha was, why first B'me Behema, then B'me Isha? You would think it should be the other way, Ipcha Mestavra. First B'me Isha, and then it should be B'me Behema. Why? Not because it just feels that way, but because B'me Isha is Skila Karis Chatos. B'me Behema is an Asse. When the Pnei Yeshua asks his Kasha, he throws in three lines that are epic. Says the Pnei Yeshua, not only is Shvisas Behema only an Asse, but I think the Shvisas Behema of Perek Bame Behema Yoitz is not even an Aseh. Elo Deniro Lanias Daite. Da Afilu Hachaseh De Laman Yonuach Loi Shayich Elo Kisha Behema Oysa Melocha Gemura. It's only true if the Behema does a Melocha Gemura. Masha Ein Kein Bahanach Diktoni Bepirkin. Masha Ein Kein In Our Perek. What's the Melochas that's being done in our Perek? The Ein Yoitza. There we're dealing with the Melochas of Yoitza. That's not a Melocha Gemura. Why is it not a Malacha Gemura? Toisvis, Shabbos, Daf Beis. Because as we mentioned so many times, and that is that Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua. Says the Pnei Yeshua Chiddush Neira. Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua. It has a Nafgemina in Halacha. You know what the Nafgemina in Halacha is? That as it relates to Shvisas Behema, your behema has to rest, but only from real Malachas. If it's a Malacha that's Gerua, then there's no halacha of Shvisas Behema. And being that Oitzah is a malacha gerua, you're not going to have the halacha of Shvisas Behema. So that was the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Not only is B'mei Isha, Skila, Karis, and Chatas, and B'mei Behema, and I say, I don't even think Perek B'mei Behema is an Asay. You know why? Because it's a malacha gerua. And on a malacha gerua, you're not even going to have Laman Yonuach. You're not even going to have this or Asay. So all the Rishonim, our Perek is all Laman Yonuach. Pnei Yeshua says, Nira Lani is Daiti, it's not even a real Laman Yonuach. Because Laman Yonuach is only true for a Malacha Gemura. But being that Haitzah is Malacha Gerua, so for Malacha Gerua, you don't say it. So again, what's the context of Haitzah Malacha Gerua? Taisa said on Shabbos that face twice. He said, that's why we started the Masechta with Yetzias HaShabbos, because it's a Malacha Gerua. Then Taisa said that the Gemara later in the Masechta needs Psukim as to why it is that, how do you know Haitzah is a Malacha? Taisa, you need Psukim for Haitzah. If it was in the Mishkan, then it's a Malacha. So he says, no, I would have thought this is different, because this is a Malacha Gerua. Maybe Malacha Gerua, therefore we needed a Pasik, so the Olam should know that this is really Malacha. We spoke out once from the Be'er Yitzchak, from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Specter, the Kovner Rav, who asked the Kasha, the wife, you carry less than Dalet Amis, aren't you Chai Mishum Chatzi Shir? What about the Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTayr? He said, because it's a Malacha Gerua, and there's no Chatzi Shir on a Malacha Gerua. So again, now we're piling on. So now we have a Pnei Yeshua. But the Pnei Yeshua said another Nafkimina Lalacha as it relates to Itzah being a Malacha Gerua, Shvisas Behema, but only if it's a real Malacha. If it's a Malacha Gerua, you're not going to have Shvisas Behema. So the Minchas Chinuch, that according to this Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, it can be Miyashiv, the Rishonim's Kasha, and Shabbos, Daf Kufnu, and Gimel Amid Beis beautifully. What was the Rishonim's Kasha? Why did the Gemara say that you're allowed to put your wallet on top of an animal? For you're going to be Oyvim Mechamer. Why are you going to be Oyvim Mechamer? Because the animal's going to carry your wallet. Fregan, the Rishonim, why did you say Lav the Mechamer? You should have said Shvisas Behema. We said even though Mechamer is a Lav and Shvisas Behema is an Asay, this bothered the Rishonim terribly. And they said, big Chiddushim, not even all the Rishonim agreed to this Chiddush. So the Chayra, it's a Bamba Kasha. Why do we say Lav the Mechamer? Says Mechas Chinuch, according to Pnei Yeshua, it's beautiful. You know why we picked Lav the Mechamer? Because there is no Shvisas Behema in that Gemara. Because that Gemara is dealing with Haitzah. And by Haitzah, there's no Shvisas Behema. Why is it different than Haitzah? Haitzah is one of Lam and Tes Malachis. What's wrong with Haitzah? Because it's a Malacha Gerua, like Tosfos said. Malacha Gerua with implications La Halacha. A Nafkamina La Halacha that there's no Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTayra, like Rabbi Yisrael Chanan said. A Nafkamina La Halacha that there's no Shvisas Behema, like the Pnei Yeshua says. If there's no Shvisas Behema, that's why the Gemara said Lav the Mechamer. Lav the Mechamer there is. That for sure there is. The classic Mechamer is where you Mechamer after the Behema and Rishos. Shvisas Rabbah. So for sure there is a lav de mechamer. There's just no Shvisas Behema. That's why the Gemara couldn't say Shvisas Behema. As it relates to the second teretz of the Minchas Chinuch, that'll be tomorrow's stuff.